The Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board, Mac Marshall, says there are several things he's going to be watching closely this season. Near the top of the list,
highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI. The U.S. crushes roughly half of its soybeans, and from that crush, we get about 48 million tons of meal and 12 million tons of oil. We consume about three-quarters of that meal domestically, with 97% of it used to feed livestock. So when we have any events that impact livestock herds and flocks, we have to consider what that could potentially mean for meal demand. HPAI has infected wild birds in all 50 states. Commercial losses approach 58 million birds, with about three-quarters of infections concentrated in egg-laying hens. This, of course, means some reduced domestic demand for soybean meal, but given the size of the market and the diversity of animals consuming soybean meal, the overall impact on domestic soybean meal demand has been relatively minor thus far.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.